Tales from the Rails. Stop 7. The Woodsman.
You might have noticed how quiet it is in these ancient woodlands. It's like the trees are resting. As well they might, for some of them are hundreds of years old. Mind you, they're full of life. Nuthatches, tree creepers and yaffles. That's what we call green woodpeckers. Occasionally they'll break the silence with their loud laughing call and frantic knocking on the tree trunks. And if you're lucky, you might catch sight of a deer. Though, if they see you first, then likely they'll be off, and all you'll get is a glimpse of their white backside. I've worked in these woods since I was a lad, and seen some big changes. All the heavy work used to be done by horses, pulling out the great trees from where they was felled, and then drawing the carts that took them to the sawmills. Then the railway arrived in the valley, and whilst the horses still help us in the woods, the timber train takes the strain. Carries the greater loads, speeds up transport, you see, and sometimes to the nearest harbour at Teignmouth, where the wood is loaded onto the ships bound for, well, who knows where. I think one of the most memorable jobs I had was splitting alder and rough shaping it for clog soles that were needed for the industrial labour force in Lancashire. A good lot of us woodsmen were employed for many months on end. Thousands! 84,000 pairs, I'm told, were left out in the open to dry before taken by railway all the way to Manchester. And 'tis amazing to think that there might still be folks wearing the clogs made from the very pieces that I cut.